I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey guys, before we get into this bonus episode, I want to remind you that the Time with God Challenge is going on right now. You can still join us. This first week has been amazing. We started off with prayer. Roslyn gave us a session on how to schedule and practically make sure that you're including time with God every day. We had Bible study last night with Dr. Sharla, where she just went over the foundations of Bible study and getting to understand God's word and why it's important. And even Friday coming up tomorrow, based off when this episode is coming out, we're going to do a Bible study together so we could put everything we've learned from that foundation in action. And it's amazing. We had a prayer call on Wednesday, another one, and it's a lot going on within the society, all good things. And it's over 400 of us in there just committing to seeking God every day and going deeper and truly just rekindling our love for Him and dedication to Him. So if you have not joined us, join us in the Society for Our Time with God Challenge. Is not too late. Just go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge, and that will allow you to activate your trial and join us in our community.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. So in today's video, I want to talk to you guys about launching. So there is so much conversation in the online business world about launching. It's what to do before the launch, 10 steps to have a successful launch, everything you need to know to launch, blah, 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 blah. It's all about the launch, right? We don't hear too much about after the launch, which I think is telling in and of itself about how many people actually make it so far. But I want to talk about launching in general in an effort to help take the stress out of it a little bit for you. Because most of the time, if you guys listen to the podcast, Roslyn and I were talking about this in our interview, because she kept insinuating or saying how launching was stressful. And I was like, well, what's stressful about it? And we started talking about that. What I realized is launching can be so stressful for so many of us because we put it on a pedestal it doesn't need to be on. So launching is essentially just an introduction of a new product or service. There's work that needs to be done before, and there's work that needs to be done after, so that you not only have a successful launch, but you have a successful product or service for a long period of time, right? We want to build sustainable businesses. We don't want to build businesses that have these peaks and valleys to where you do all this work, you make the money, and then it crashes. And you have to do all of this work again, you get back up, and then it crashes. Like, that's not the business model that we want to have. We want our trajectory to go up and up and up. And it may dip because business is business, but you want the trends overall to go upward. And there are ways that you do that. So the first thing that you need to do is have a solid business plan. Now, it doesn't have to be something you're submitting to anybody. So within a society, I do every month business trainings within our group. And the last couple of weeks, we've been focusing specifically on just foundational business things. So one session, we talked about the business plan, and I went through all of the different sections of a business plan. Every entrepreneur needs to go through and create a business plan, in my opinion, because it forces you to really think about the details of your company beyond what you're passionate about, beyond how pretty things are, beyond social media. Like, social media is so wonderful, but it's made people put CEO in their bio and think they have a sustainable business, or people start with the brand and don't build the business first, and that's putting the cart before the horse. So first things first, before we even get to launch, we need to make sure that we have a business model, a product, and a service that's actually one that people are going to buy into.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And you do that not by what you think, but by doing research. And so the business plan really helps with that and helps you think outside of the excitement that you have for whatever it is that you're doing. And it makes you look at pricing, people, profit. Are you solving a real problem? What is the industry that you're going into? What are the trends in that industry? What are people paying for that? What are the gaps in that industry? It just makes you look at all of the details that are necessary. And so here's the thing. We haven't even gotten to talking about launch yet, because the launch is just an introduction of what was already planned. So make sure that your business planning phase is effective, efficient, and is ironclad. And at that point, the launch is going to be easy. And so, again, before you even get to launch, your business foundation needs to be set in stone. Now, when it comes to how you're going to launch or introduce this product or service, that is contingent upon the plan that you've already created. So now, based off of your research and all of the elements that you went over when it came to developing the plan, the strategic plan for your business, now when it comes to launching, that's more so of the how am I going to take all of this stuff and introduce it to the target audience in a way in which they know it's for them and that they're going to buy it and move on to whatever the next level or next step is of working with you or purchasing or whatever. Now that launch, that introduction of the product or service, that becomes a lot easier and a lot less stressful after you handle the foundational things of the business, because you're not shooting in the dark, right? You can't build a business on chaos. Especially not a sustainable one. You can't just throw a bunch of things together and hope that it sticks. That's not how this works. That's why a lot of businesses fail. And many businesses, we may be, especially Black women, a lot of us, studies have shown, are running towards entrepreneurship, but our businesses are not lasting. And so it's really important to me on this channel and on my platforms when talking about the executive life, a big part of that is making sure that you're building a sustainable business, one that lasts way beyond whatever hype you're able to create. And so again, after you have those foundational elements, now it's time to introduce it to the public, and your business plan covers that. So let's say we move on to going into the nitty gritty of a marketing plan. And so this is relevant to the launch process, because that introduction, that sales and marketing working together. So with the marketing plan, you need to make sure that you're covering the 5 P's, I think it's called, price, people, process, profit, platform. So you need to make sure that you're covering all of these 5 P's when it comes to your launch. And as you work through that, we did a whole session on this in the society as well. As you work through those things, again, that's going to make your launch a lot easier. And now after you introduce the product or service, so you've gone through the 5 P's, you have that business plan done, now you're introducing it to the public. Now after that, you should, within that plan, your marketing plan, have key performance indicators. Those key performance indicators now is how you measure the success after you introduce your product to the public. So if you say, for example, that one of my KPIs is to have 10 people within a 2-week period sign up for my program that starts next month. Let's say that's what it is. If that's not being met, then that means you need to make some adjustments to the tactics or the strategies that you're doing, so that you can start seeing those results that you're looking for, or those indicators of success. So after you launch, what you're doing at that point is monitoring the success of the plan that you pre-created based off of those key performance indicators that you already outlined. So I hope I'm being clear. I don't want to get straight into like a full business training, but I want to just introduce to you guys the idea that business marketing is way more than the fluff that we see on social media. It's the stuff that's not sexy. It's the you probably looking crazy at home behind your computer with your coffee, digging deep into research and all of these things. Those things don't look good on social media, but they're so necessary for you to build a sustainable company. So necessary. So I'm gonna go ahead and stop right there, because y'all probably like, girl, I do have a course called Strategic Planning for Business. If you go to blessedandbossedup.com/courses, you can be able to see the things that we have to offer. I put together some low cost courses to help you guys navigate just the foundational aspects of business to really set yourself up for success. So you can check that out there. If you have any questions though, specifically, I would love to do like a Q&A video going into more detail. So just put the questions that you have in the comments, and I can address those in another video. So that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.